It's new music from Taj Mahal, Kev Mo. Two very unique artists together on a new record. Lead single called Don't Leave Me Here. Special programming this Saturday on 90.3 KMBA. Hi, this is Lauren Dixon. Thanks for listening to KMBA on the weekends. And a sunny one it is. Well, you can support KMBA today, right now, with a donation online. Go to KMBA.org and donate to public radio. Discovering new music is fun, especially when it's commercial-free. The show right here at 90.3 FM and streaming at KMBA.org is available every Saturday. And if you're listening right now, you should be a supporter of public radio. Make a donation, whether it's a sustaining membership of $10 a month, $20 a month, or a simple one-time donation. It'll take only 2 to 3 minutes to contribute, and that means 90.3 FM and KMBA.org will continue to be a part of your radio landscape, bringing you great new music and special programming like today. We've got the Alaska Teen Media Institute with In Other News coming up today at 4 o'clock. And today through the mid-afternoon, noon to 4 o'clock, we're going to be checking in with the Alaska Airlines Center and chatting with Frank Chithook and John Salee throughout the day about the activities that are going on. And I hear Frank in the background, so I know there's already a lot of excitement at the Alaska Airlines Center. How you doing, Frank?
Oh, it's pretty good down here. It's a very sort of a relaxed but excited atmosphere. It's kind of an odd mix of the two. There's been an Indian stick pull competition, and Tatiana Ticknor took home silver. It's David Sam's granddaughter. If people have listened to KMBA for a long time, you know, there's an expression and heard David. Anyway, so that's kind of a moment of pride for anybody related to KMBA. I'm like, yay, Tatiana. Also, gold medal went to Laura Hakata, and for the girls, and for the boys, a guy named Elvis Reynas from Anchorage took the gold for the Indian stick pull. Right now, there's an exhibition where people are learning about a therapy dog, dog named Swivel Shot. And we have Kirk Village Tribal Council's communications specialist, Jamie Bradbury, right here with me. Tell me a little bit more about this special dog.
So we've got Swivel Shot, the therapy dog, and her handler, Sheila Barrett, entertaining the kids and teaching them how to properly approach a therapy dog. Swivel Shot's a pretty special dog. She actually knows how to read, and she works in the Anchorage School District with children who are nonverbal and have communications challenges, and she actually helps them learn how to communicate.
So I guess there was some sort of interesting question, like, well, are these folks kind of nonverbal and then how does the dog pick up on that?
So Sheila works with the dog and the children. They're qualified as nonverbal, but some of them can say, you know, one or two words. Swivel Shot gives them something to focus on, and she helps teach them how to communicate with her by Sheila will show the children a word like wolf, and then the kids will say the word, and then she'll show the word to the dog, and the dog will actually do the command by just reading the word, and so the kids can see that this dog knows how to read and can help us learn how to read and communicate.
So communication is obviously very important, and a dog helping people communicate is only a good thing. Any other observations this morning?
I think our audience really enjoyed hearing from Swivel Shot and seeing her do not really tricks, but just part of her job on a daily basis. And they also learned how to properly greet a therapy dog, not just going up and petting it right away, but asking first and introducing themselves properly to the therapy dog before giving it a nice handshake.
So there you have it. Swivel Shot therapy dog connected to NYO Games Alaska today at the Alaska Airlines Center. There's more events coming up, and we'll have more details about that a little later. Kind of looking forward to seeing the crab walk. It's a kind of a youth-centered thing here. And the one-foot high kick is starting up in a short time as well, with the steel hop being one of the last physical or sports events of the day. KMBA is live reporting from the 2017 NYO Games Alaska. It's supported by the Atwood Foundation, Bristol Bay Native Corporation, Dawnwood Gold, Billy Unlimited, and the Siri Foundation. Back to you, Lauren.
All right, thanks, Frank. We'll check back in at the top of the hour. Special programming throughout the day as we are bringing you live reports from NYO Alaska.
KNVA celebrates the 46th annual Native Youth Olympics, April 21st through the 23rd at the Alaska Airlines Center. Learn more or join in at citci.org.
The Alaska Native Youth Olympics, or NYO, originated in 1972. NYO events are based on games that past generations of Alaska Natives played as a way to test their hunting and surviving skills and to increase strength, endurance, agility, and the balance of mind and body. As a preliminary to this year's games, KNBA is spotlighting some of the competitive events. Today, we'll take a look at the stick pull. The stick pull is a game of strength. Successful hunters must be able to pull a seal out of the water. This is no easy task while maintaining balance on snow and ice. Hand, back, and leg strength are essential. Here's how it works. Two participants sit on the floor facing each other with the soles of the feet touching. Both participants must have their feet parallel and together with the knees bent at a 45-degree angle. Each contestant starts by gripping the stick with his or her hand. One participant hands together at the center of the stick, the other on the outside. The grip of the hands must be straight, not twisting the hand at the wrist. Starting grip shall be determined by the flip of a coin. Participants will alternate positions for each round of the competition. Once the pulling begins, the participants may not change their grip or re-grip the stick. Each participant tries to pull his or her opponent steadily towards him or her without jerking. Losers of a round will be those participants who allow themselves to be pulled over by the opponent, release their grip with one or both hands, or allows themselves to fall sideways. If both participants pull each other sideways at the same time, the contestants will begin
again. KNVA celebrates the 46th annual Native Youth Olympics, April 21st through the 23rd at the Alaska Airlines Center. Learn more or join in at citci.org.
The Native Youth Olympics happening the 27th through the 29th at the Alaska Airlines Center. A nice description of the stick pull. We'll have more special reports coming at the top of the hour.